Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
Driving Honda's four-model compact HRV SUV today, updated in June, all models gaining autonomous emergency braking and new variable gear ratio steering, plus a new sporty variant, the RS, giving the front-wheel drive HRV a more sporty, engaging feel. All models are highly equipped, even the entry VTI, getting a rear-view camera, built-in sat-nav and climate control air. Power source is a 1.8-litre naturally aspirated engine mated to a revised CVT continuously variable automatic. As I said earlier, the CVT now with far less slip in this latest series. The Honda HR-V's new drivability and nimbleness is now most noticeable. The four models range from $24,990 to $34,590, but for my money the entry VTI is the model to own, the best overall value. This small SUV sits in the most competitive segment in the new vehicle market, and it's very well placed. As I said earlier, it has one glaring omission, and it applies to many cars and SUVs, and that's the lack of a seat height adjuster on the front passenger seat. Car companies obviously justify this on a cost basis, but it puts many passengers in a much lower position to the driver, especially if you're short-waisted. Honda is enjoying a resurgence this year with sales well up, driven by its latest Civic, larger CR-V and this much improved HR-V range. The HR-V now one of the best small SUVs in the market. I'm David Berthon.